When I was in school, we were taught numerous ways to trick folks into religion. It wasn't called that. They called it soul winning. Trick folks into religion. You prepare your messages working to a certain place, and you work on people's emotions, and then you sing hymns, and you tell stories, and you tell frightening things, and you strike while the iron's hot, and get folks to make a profession of faith. The whole religious world is involved in that kind of hellish trickery. I'm not here to trick you. I'm here to preach the gospel of God's free grace and pray that God, the Holy Spirit, may be pleased to give you life and faith in Christ by the marvelous work of His grace called the new birth. The new birth is a radical change wrought in sinners by the power and grace of God, by which He makes sinners new creatures in Christ, gives them life in Christ, makes them partakers of the divine nature. This new birth God promised to His elect before the world was in covenant mercy. And this new birth is the direct result of Christ's redemptive work. In other words, every sinner chosen of God from eternity and redeemed by Christ at Calvary shall be born again at God's appointed time by God the Holy Spirit. This new birth is the work of God in us. The work of God the Holy Spirit giving us life. I was asked this week a very good question. What's the difference between regeneration and conversion? The new birth and conversion. The new birth is the gift of life. Instantaneous done. God gives life, sinners live. Conversion is the lifelong experience of those who are born of God ever being turned to God. We are turned to Him in the initial work of His grace in the conviction of sin. Turn to Him in the gift of faith. Turn to Him in repentance. Turn to Him in every reviving of our souls. Turn to Him by His providence. Turn to Him as He turns us away from ourselves, away from the world, away from the things of this world. And turn to Him again as often as we're fallen. When I was asked that question, I immediately thought of Peter. The Lord said to Peter, "When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." We are continually in need of God turning us to Himself. Now let me give you five things that characterize sinners who are born again by God the Holy Spirit, who have been turned and are being turned to God by His grace. The first thing that characterizes one born of God is faith in Christ. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. If you believe on the Son of God, eternal life is yours. If you believe on the Son of God, you've been born again. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. It is not faith in Christ that causes life. Oh no, faith in Christ is the result of that life. If you believe, it's because you've been born again. If you believe that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ. This season of the year, everybody is compelled in God's providence to think, at least in some measure, about the incarnation and birth of God's darling Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he stepped into human flesh. But few people in the world have any idea who he is. He is the Christ. He is the Christ. That one born at Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago is the Christ. He is the man by whom all the prophets were fulfilled. He is the man who accomplished everything written in the prophets that the Christ would accomplish. That is essentially to say, he brought in everlasting righteousness for sinners by his obedience unto death. He satisfied the law and justice of God, making an end to transgression, putting away sin, fulfilling all the law for sinners by his sacrifice upon the cursed tree. Do you believe on the Son of God alone for all your righteousness, all your redemption, all your acceptance with God? If you believe, you've been born of God. A second characteristic of one who is born again is the hope of eternal life. Peter tells us that God, according to his abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively or a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Do you have a good hope through grace of everlasting life? A good hope is a hope given by God based upon God's Word, arising from the experience of life and faith in Christ. Do you have a good hope of everlasting life? If you have a good hope of grace, you've been born of God. It is the gift of God through faith in Christ the Lord. A third characteristic of the new birth is love for the people of God. Love for Christ, love for his people. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be damned the Lord's coming. That's the language of Scripture. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema maranatha. Let him be forever damned at the coming of Christ. Ooh. This gift of life causes sinners who by nature hate God to love his Son. We love him because he first loved us. And those who are born of God, taught to love God, love one another. We love his people. It is not love in word only, but in deed. It's not a pretend love, but a genuine love. Believers love each other. Somebody said, well, Christians ought to love each other. No, Christians do love each other. There's a huge difference. Believers ought to love each other. No, believers do love each other. We ought to love the Lord. No, we do love him if we've been born of God. A fourth thing that characterizes all who are born of God is commitment, surrender, submission, obedience to Christ the Lord. Believers are men and women once ruled by darkness and sin and self, who are now ruled by Jesus Christ the Lord, and they want it so. There are people whose lives are governed by Christ the Lord, motivated by his grace, motivated by his love, motivated by his mercy, seeking his glory. Compelled by grace, they gladly surrender their lives to Christ the Lord. People talk about being converted, being saved, being born again, and then after going through some struggles, surrender their lives to the Lord. Start living for the Lord. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Salvation begins with surrender to Christ. And this business of salvation is a lifelong surrender to the Son of God. I'm His. Lock, stock, and barrel. I want it that way. That means that I don't have any property of my own. I don't have any time of my own. I don't have any possession of my own. I'm His. I'm His. I want to have no will of my own. Just His. Not my will, thy will be done. And there's a fifth characteristic of all who are born of God I want to talk to you about this morning. Turn to Romans chapter 7. Every sinner born again by God's grace is a person who in his soul experiences a continual warfare between flesh and spirit. The flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other,